An adventurer from Western Washington cast off this week, trying to become the first person to paddle through the Northwest Passage on a stand-up paddleboard. The passage is the fabled but normally frozen sea route between the Atlantic and the Pacific across the top of Canada. Correspondent Tom Bonsi tells us more.
The solo paddleboard journey is the brainchild of Carl Kruger of Orcas Island, Washington. If that name sounds at all familiar, it might be because Kruger is the first and so far only person to complete this 750-mile race to Alaska from Port Townsend to Ketchikan on a stand-up paddleboard. It was during that 2017 race up the Inside Passage, the R2AK in shorthand, that Kruger says he had the idea to take on the much longer Northwest Passage for a deeper experience.
What I found myself wanting after R2AK was more, simply put. What made me happiest about the race to Alaska was A, the solitude, but B, the connections that I made along the way and with people even after the race.
Besides personal challenge and fulfillment, Kruger says he wants to draw attention to how the lives of the Inuit people of the high Arctic and their environment are changing.
What's really interesting about doing this project and also drew me to it is that, you know, the very reason that it's possible for me to paddle through here in a single season is climate change. And so there's an obvious reason to draw attention to the fact that the Arctic is not what people imagine it is any longer. It's changed quite a lot.
On Sunday, Kruger launched his 18-foot expedition-style paddleboard into the Arctic Ocean from the northwest corner of Canada. If all goes according to plan, he'll hug the coastline and follow the receding pack ice for 1,900 miles until he gets to Pond Inlet on the northeastern tip of Baffin Island, Canada.
You know, there's so many risks, I can't even count them all, you know, physical risks to doing this project. But at the same time, I also know that I'm capable of it and that at the end of it, I'll have a lot to share. And for me personally, I think the greatest danger of this trip is failing to do it.
The risks include stormy weather, hungry polar bears, shifting sea ice, and hypothermia from falling into the cold, cold water. Race to Alaska co-founder Jake Beattie says he's not too worried about Kruger's survival out there.
You know, when I first heard about his paddle in the Northwest Passage, I think I had two reactions, and they were simultaneously, no flipping way, and if anyone can do it, Carl can do it.
Kruger organized resupply drops in coastal villages along the route. He paddles between them with bundles of freeze-dried food and high-energy protein shake mix lashed to the bow and stern of his paddleboard. Perhaps the most unusual gear Kruger carries on this trip is a trip wire to encircle his tent. That wire sets off a loud bang if a polar bear approaches while Kruger is sleeping. That's not something earlier polar explorers used, and there have been a lot of them over the centuries. Some of the most accomplished seafarers in history took fruitless stabs at finding the shorter trade route from Europe to the Far East. An interesting factoid, it wasn't until 1906 that Norwegian explorer Roald Amundsen completed a sail all the way through the Northwest Passage. Kruger is counting on making much faster progress than Amundsen. The 50-year-old father is giving himself about 7 weeks to complete the Northwest Passage before he has to return to his day job as an adventure guide and charter boat captain in Washington's San Juan Islands. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.
We have one more perspective on this, and that's from the Canadian Coast Guard's Search and Rescue Superintendent for the Arctic region. Steve Thompson warns the Arctic is unforgiving.
Traversing the Northwest Passage is a risky undertaking. And that's in favorable weather conditions. Oftentimes the weather conditions are unfavorable, and it's a challenge for even a larger, well-equipped vessel.
But Thompson says that hasn't stopped adventurers from coming in small vessels.
These trips are dangerous, and those undertaking them really need to consider the risks that they pose to themselves as well as to others, including the community responders as well as professional responders.
If a mariner were to run into trouble, the first people to come to the rescue would probably be Inuit villagers or hunters. Thompson says the Canadian Coast Guard has provided training and in some cases new rescue boats to volunteers in Arctic villages who serve as Coast Guard auxiliary.